We're at the 2012 SCAC Men's and Women's Basketball Championships from the Bill Battle Coliseum on the campus of Birmingham Southern College. I'm joined by Millsaps head women's basketball coach Chuck Winkleman. The majors falling this afternoon 60-48 in the SCAC Women's Basketball Championship game to Center College. Coach, first of all, congratulations on making it to the championship game and just your thoughts on how the game played out this evening.
Well, I hope the people that came saw a championship effort on both teams' parts. I mean, I certainly did. Third game in 3 days, and I thought our kids left it all out there, no question. So it's amazing, you know, how far we've come, and we're going to just try to do a great job of building on that. But, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Coach, you went into the half down 8 points. Center was able to put a little run together there towards the end of that first half. But you came out, and the girls showed a lot of fight, as you said, that there was no give up in this team. And that championship effort that you talk about, you guys cut it down 41-39. Just talk about the way your team came out in that second half and really fought and got back into the game in the second half.
Well, we made shots. You know, we knocked some big threes down there. That was part of getting it. It was either 41-39 or 43-41. I know it was 43-41 at one point. And part of that reason of getting to that point, we had hit. I know Shantae hit a big one. Velvet hit a big one. So we need a little bit of that. For some reason, you know, they get to the free throw line, you know, 17 times. And when you're scoring, when you're making 14 and the other guy only shoots 6, yeah, you're going to have a tough time. You know, overall, they hurt us a little bit on the board. Some of their putbacks, you know, resulted in twos. We got a few of those too. But, you know, the free throw line advantage, you know, overcoming an 8-point advantage there is really hard for us. You know, we've got to manufacture points differently than some teams we play. But, I thought the run was great. We couldn't sustain it. And then Janice, 20 minutes? Nah, we need her 30. We need her 30 minutes. Those 10 minutes without her. That really hurt us.
Yeah, Coach, I was say, you know, Janice picked up her fourth foul sort of halfway there through that second half when you guys had done all that hard work to cut it to really close after being down 8.5. How much of a momentum swing was that for your team?
That hurt, you know, with not having her there. I mean, and she was having a good day getting to the rim, you know, 4 of 8 from the field. And, you know, she's potentially, more likely, with 10 more minutes on the floor, is going to be another double-double the way it's going. She plays half the game, and she's got 9 points and 7 boards. And, you know, that hurt. I think Lovey and Velvet did all they can. I mean, Velvet's just a freshman, you know, an honorable mention, you know, kid on a team that plays in the championship game. She tried to step up, make some plays in Janice's place. And I'm just proud how we didn't quit. You know, I thought we gave it our absolute all. I wish Center all the luck in the playoffs. Wendy and Tom do a great job, and they'll represent the SCAC very well.
Coach, let's talk a little bit more about Janice OKK. She has had such an incredible career, senior, and her final SCAC tournament. She comes in and sets a new SCAC tournament record, 42 rebounds in 3 days. Just an incredible, really the leader of this team. Just talk about what she's meant to this group of girls, not only this year, this tournament, but, you know, throughout her 4 years as a Millsaps major.
Oh, gosh. We could talk about that a long time. You don't have enough time for that answer. She's been through it all. There's, you know, along with her, a couple others, the juniors, they know what it was like. They played on the 1-24 team. I mean, 1-24, and now they're 22-6 and really deserving of a national champion tournament spot. It's just the way we do things. You know, it's not a national seeded tournament. Goes by region. So, you know, for her, she's meant a lot. She's been a big part of what it's like to go from 1-24 to 22-6. Coaching's way overrated. It's a lot about, way more about them than what we've done as a staff. They've embraced things and taken it. We'll never replace her.
Coach, you have so much to be proud of. Obviously, today, a tough, you know, it leaves you a tough feeling, but to come into the SCAC tournament, only one team is going to leave here as the champion, and the other teams were going to leave with a loss. So much to be proud of. 22 wins on the year. You come in, you hadn't even won an SCAC tournament game in school history. You advanced to your first SCAC championship game. What did you tell the girls in the locker room after the game?
We talked a lot about leaving here, you know, being really proud and playing for Millsaps and just – You know, the tremendous effort that we put in from day one when they got together and did all their conditioning in the fall before October 15th. And, you know, just building on that, representing your institution, and they're all excited. They want to continue to grow this thing. Janice has really exhorted them there. You know, you just keep going with this. And we really just that's what they want to do. That's what we talked about. They're not done yet. They want to move forward. They're unbelievable. They want to, you know, move forward and kind of look at center and go, Coach, we need to stay together, just like they did. All this attrition and kids not staying together as recruiting classes, they're talking about that already. It's unbelievable. They're already there and see the value in that. And I think we've learned that from center this year. I think the girls really recognize that special group and want to, you know, take that, and I think that'll make us stronger.
Well, there's no question, Coach, that this weekend, this season is a huge stepping stone for this program to move forward, as they talked about, you know, 22-6 on the year, unfortunately falling today 60-48 in the SCAC championship game. Coach, congratulations on an incredible season, and best of luck moving forward.
Thanks.